What a bag.
Last week, I spoke about the week opportunity of Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh El, provides and allows for us to be zeiched to a burst of emes, a source of emes. So, Chazal is a lechinachis mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, about the mitzvah of Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. He talks about Rosh Hashanah, although it's Yom Adin, but Be'etzem it stands from Chazda Yishal Mocha, it's the greatest chesed. It's what preserves the world, it's a Kiyam Oilo. Because without Rosh Hashanah, we would veer, and Shai Yisrael Chinuch is humanity. Yisrael leads the Ruma Tzayim, but we would veer away from where they're supposed to be. And Ha'am Yisrael, the Choshech of Eilam Hazeh, the fogginess, the vagueness that exists in our life, that reigns over our life, would cause that we would go further and further away from Emes. Without Rosh Hashanah every year that aligns us, and already it trickles into El, we spoke about, it trickles into El, the light. The area of Rosh Hashanah, we brought the Mishpat Miloshin, brought from Rashi. The Umetunim is called the Chosh Mishpat, because it carries Umetunim, Shemavarer, Dvarav. Mishpat is Mavarer. Mishpat clears, brings in a light of clarity, is able to clarify our lives and see where we really are holding, where we want to be holding. We saw the end of last week that Demis is Betoichenu, Betoich Atzmenu. Tonight I had a try to build up that emes in the Mahalach of El and Rosh Hashanah. And maybe Mitzaref also. How could help the Tshuva, as far as Mavur, in Kisvei Yisrael, that the Nikam Mahalach of Rosh Hashanah, the Etzim, the Tachlis of Rosh Hashanah, is to come to Yom Kippur. So to say it's an El as we're working up to the Har and the Mahalach of Rosh Hashanah. But that's all part and parcel to come to Tshuva. I want to be mitzaref also how Emes is going to help us. Help us, Meshach Shaykh into Tshuva. The Rambam, in Hilchus Tshuva, Perek Dalet, Hilchus Tshuva, Halacha Hei. Sorry, Halacha Beis. Brings down a Rishim of five things that are Noel Dak Yitshuva B'Fnei Yisrael. There are five things that close the door in front of us before we don't allow us to do tshuva. Five hurdles, five things that distance us, makes tshuva not accessible for us. And the fifth one is Hasoinei Eset Teichachos. Someone who has no shaykhis, someone who can't be soivel, Teichacha, he is mufka from tshuva. Shreiloi Niach Lei Derech Tshuva. Rambam tells us that from the Iker, things that bring us to Tshuva is Teichacha. Shevizman shemeidin la'adam chatoiv machlimin ha'isei chayisek Tshuva. In the Hemshech, he brings Kama Makaris, how you find full and Torah Nevi'im Teichacha. And his Lashon is, v'chein kol ha'Nevi'im o'ichichu li'Yisrael shechayisek Tshuva. Rambam points out that one of the Iker purposes, tafkidim, roles of the Nevi'im, Klai Yisrael, told us for Hashem, but it seems to be one of the bigger hats they wore, but one was the things that they were the shtelas was to be mechiyah chayis. And if you say it to chachos, you have no shaykhs to tshuva. The ainu, the opposite, if you have shaykhs to chachos, you have shaykhs to tshuva. Now I know techachos is a forbidden word in today's generation, so it's can't really talk about techachos. something where it's not doig, it's not a zed. But my nasi, we have to get a shaykhis. Sounds like we have to get a shaykhis techocha. Petruva, that's Shaykh Rambam. Chazal already say that there's nobody, many duras, that you can't find someone who's mechiyah properly. That's one of the reasons maybe why. Today, we have an allergic reaction, we have an aversion to techocha. Where does Hashem want to try to get to a certain point? The point of what techocha is, that's going to allow us to come to an emes, and emes, a shaykhis techocha, to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Interesting, the Rambam says over here that the tafkidim of a Navi was to give Techecha. It's before many, many places in Chazal, Gemaras, Megillah. That the tafkid of a Navi was to bring Klai Yisrael to Tshuva. One of the ways he did that was with Techecha. We also find that a Navi was the one who he represented Emes in this world. In the Brachas Vavter, we say every week, Hashem Bachar, Levim Tovim, Bachar B'Divrim, and Amorim B'Emes, Zad Goshen. Amorim B'Emes, everyone speaks Emes. No, the Zad Goshen. That the Nevim have Divrim, Shem Amorim B'Emes. The Nevim are called Nevi Emes. And one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Rambam says, is to believe Shekol Divrei Nevi Emes. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, to believe the Heil. The Nevi'im, they bring Emes into this world. The Shaykhis of a Ovi, and his role to bring Emes into the world is directly related to his role as to bring Teichocha. Teichocha is one of the easiest, the main ways, to be Megal Emes. We're going to come to a deep Zach on what Teichocha is. We really misunderstand what Teichocha is. See why it's one of the bigger ways to come to Tshuva. Moshe Shapiro Zecher Lebrachi explained that we think Techocha, criticism, shmooze a person out. You convince a person that what he's doing, he has an og and he's doing something wrong. You point out his weakness, what he's doing wrong. That's an argument, that's a taina. It's not Techocha. Techocha is something very deep. Techocha, explain. Techocha is, if you go over, Reuven goes over to Shimon, and Shimon's doing a certain anoga, he's davening a certain way, he's learning a certain way, his shalom bayis is a certain way, and Reuven comes up to Shimon and he explains him, gives him a long, convincing argument that he's doing something wrong. It's not Techocha. Techocha is, and what's the yuchid about Techocha is, if Reuven takes a certain hanocha, Shimon agrees his emes. Hanocha that's ma'umas, that's an accepted truth. My emes, such as let's say you would say, do you accept everything that Basha really says? You say, yeah, I accept everything that Basha really says. And you hold his emes v'yatzev, we hold that. And then Reuven go and would play for Shimon Shmuz, where Rosh Hashem said, what you said, what you were doing is something that a person shouldn't be doing. The chokh is, when you take an nocha that's already ma'umis by a person, and you show him that based on an nocha that's already emes by him, what he's doing is incorrect. Rashi says, you have to think about these things. Why is Techocha Lashon Hoychocha? What is Bechal Lashon Hoychocha? What is the Lashon of Techocha? Bereishis Chof, Perchof, Parzayir, Perchof, Pasuk Tezayin. It's a hard Pasuk, it's hard to get into the exact title of the Pasuk, but the Pasuk state, Rabbi Melech tells Sarah, Lesara Amar, Inesat Ticha, Elef Kesef, after he let Sarah go back to Avram. He wanted to show proof to everyone that there wasn't anything between her and Avimelech. It says the way he showed her, there's kol v'nechochas. Rashi says, in the middle of Rashi, nechochas, loshen, nechochas. Rashi says, the loshen
Now there's two gersois in this old chumashim. It says teichacha. It either says teichacha or teichacha. Loshen teichacha or teichacha. B'chol makom biru dvarim.
Back to the biru dvarim. Biru dvarim.
Teichacha doesn't mean criticism. We have Rashi. Pashut taish. Teichacha does not mean criticism. Teichacha means clarification. Teichacha means clarifying something to a person. No, there's a big issue we're going to get to tonight. That you could show someone something is wrong, but there's a certain fogginess and vagueness in a person that he assumes, even if he's doing something wrong, it's not clearly wrong until you're mechiach him. When you matzliach to mechiach a person, then as that does klar, it's 100% wrong. It's dead wrong. Not efshir. It's not a kozman. It's efshir. It could be not the most proper thing. It's not mochach, it's not bor. Techocha is, as Rabbi was saying, is that you have to take something, you give a convincing argument, the person will hear you, I hear, yeah? It has not been clear. It's still foggy. It's not sure, it's leaning, it's that. When you take something that's clear by the person, by emes, it's already emes, and you're able to show him, and that's part of difficulty. When I'm a Muslim, that's the part of difficulty in Techacha, to be able to get him to show and see that based on that Hanocha, what he's doing is not incorrect. You've clarified for him his faultiness. This is the Yisoid of Techacha. Let's take it a step further and then we'll see what has to be true. It's a very famous beer from the Beis Halevi in the Parashat of the Torah, which time, probably the best time to learn it is before Rosh Hashanah. In the Parashat from the Shemot, and Achi Yosef, and Yosef, and the Mechiras Yosef. Many years later, they come back to Mitzrayim. They come for food. Kam HaPartkai, there are a lot of different things they go through. Eventually, Binyamin gets taken. Imprisoned by Yosef. It's in the Parshas Mikes, in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, Yehuda comes, he's ready for Shechnuah, for Mulchama, and he comes and he gives a long, long, long speech showing Yosef in no uncertain terms that there's no way they can leave Binyamin here and go back. There's no way. What's going to happen to Yaakov? You know, forget about it. Baruchas Gedoyla. Yaakov is it was 20 psukim. Yehuda explains the situation. And after that, Yosef is Megala himself. It says, there's revelations. Yosef Avinu is Megala himself. Then by total surprise, and Yosef Oyd Avichai, is my father still alive? They had no answer. No answer. There's a shtickle medrash over here with a word from the Beis Halevi. And the Beis Halevi, by most people, I don't see it in the Tevert. A lot of every people, well, Pope, have you heard this Beis Halevi sometime? It's a word. So many times we have to turn vorts. Divya Torah is not just a vort, but it's chayim. It's life. We have to be kind of this Beis Halevi. It's mamish in yon adiyem. Mamish in yon adiyem. It's coming to explain a medrash chazal over here. Chazal, but in parts of the Yigash, medrash rabbi, medrash takuma. Shechum v'rashet azoi. Abba, this pasuk. Abba koin bar de lomar. Oy lona mi yoyim adin. Oy lona mi yoyim etachochol. Very soon we're going to have Yom Adin. Even though the Pashas is talking about the Yom Adin, Acher Mei Ve'esem Shana. But remember when he says there's a Shaychus between Rosh Hashanah every year and the Yom Adin, Acher Mei Ve'esem Shana. Oy lanu mi Yom Adin, oy lanu mi Yom Atachocha. I'm going to skip the beginning of the Medrash, the Hemshech. Yosef Ktonam Shel Shvatim Oya. He was the youngest besides Binyamin, he was the youngest. V'lo Yehoyu Yocholim Lamoy Bitech Achtoy. So first of all, the first thing we have is the Medrash says when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, that was Techocha. wasn't just a revelation. He said, "Ha'oid Avichai was the Chacham." And the Medrash points out that this was a Techocha that was unfaceable. It hit the spot. It was 100% successful Techocha. Haynu the Siv lo yochlu on chachiv lani say so ki nivalu miponav. Zok the Medrash Hashan. So first of all, right away, the Beis Levi before the Hemshel Medrash, he literally asked the first question. He asked, "Is where's the Techocha?" He just says, "I need Yosef." Yes, Oyda Avichai. We have a Oyda. We have a announcement, a notification, and we have a question. Where's the Techach? No Techach. No Shmuzin Yah. No Techach. Shail, there's the Shail. The Hemshech and the Medrash Tzorch Pirush. State Medrash. Lika Sheyov, and this is the Ilanim Yah Medin Yah Techach. Lika Sheyov, Yah Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'yechiyach Kol Echa Lefi Mashehu. Ilanim Yah Medin Yah Techach. Shenemer, Oichicha V'erchecha Leinecha. Alachas Kama V'kama. Slavi has three questions here. First of all, again, in the Pesukim, where is the Techocha? He asks, what's the double Lashon? What does it mean, the loss of love? Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to mechiyach kolecha lefi mashehu. What does it mean, lefi mashehu? What's the words of lefi mashehu? And how do you see it in the words of the Pasuk? Echicha ve'erecha lanecha. Listen good. Slavi really can cry. I'm a kapshan in the Medrash. Slavi says like this. There's two things, Yom HaDin and Yom HaTechach. Yom HaDin is that in tefillah when a person doesn't do something right. A person didn't get off his mind Kriya Shema. Ba'al mitzvah, Ba'al mitzvah says, is it tefillah? A person shaved his pes. It's going to be tefillah. Techach is something else. Techocha is the Bar Olam. He's going to show. He's going to show a person mitoich his own maisim, the steer, the contradiction to what he did. Because every person, come on, always, that's your Rosh Halachis. Every person, when they do something wrong, at the point it was a Rosh Hatter. It's okay, this din. But Olam is going to show a person the fee mashahu. What did Yosef say? So basically, the Medrash is learning when Yosef HaTzadik said Ha'oid Avichai, it wasn't a question. It wasn't Tamiya. It wasn't is my father still alive? This lady says, it's Muchach. He knew Yosef HaTzadik knew that the Yaakov was alive. The whole conversation before Yehuda was saying the Yaakov was alive. What? Ha'oid Avichai was lashon Tamiya. Could it be that my father is still alive? Through all the aggravation and the agmas nefesh, you put him through 22 years that he thought I was dead. What was Yosef telling them? Yosef was showing them the steer, the double standard, the hypocrisy in their actions. Yehuda just got finished saying a long, long shmuz, a long, many psukkim, what's the point of saying, 17 or 18 psukkim, with the whole psukkim, all talking about how he's worried for the health of Yaakov, you know, if Chasvi Shalom and Yom, it doesn't come back. What happened when they sold Yosef? Where was that worry when you sold Yosef? Here's the tremendous depth. This is the Lashon Medrash. Ercha, what is it? Ercha? Ercha is, in English, the closest thing is assemble. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to assemble, and this is what Yosef is, he's going to assemble, place, juxtapose, two different actions that a person does. One is going to be standing in front of him, and the other one, the person was doing the same exact way, the opposite. He didn't get up for Kuzma Kriya Shema. Who knows, I got back late from a chassana last night, my friend in Abraham. Then until the brother went, and then we went to sleep, 3 o'clock, we're going to expect, I can't. All of a sudden, I think I'm just going to show you, same as that day comes, Beis Nisan or Gimel Nisan or whatever, in the summer, and you have a tiul, or you have a flight, something. You went to sleep 4 o'clock in the morning, you're up 2 hours later. What's going on? How could it be? How could it be? So up to Beis Levi. Beis Levi gives many examples. We'll give many examples. This is a few examples. This is a double standard. We're all knowing. And Beis Levi says, when it comes to spending money, and in Yoni, Ben Adam Lamakim, Yoni Ruchnias, I'll add an effort also. It's not money. Money is a tzarich. Effort. So we don't have enough money to give to tzedakah. We have to take care of our kids, this and that. We don't have enough money to give to tzedakah. I'll add in, we don't have money sometimes. Sometimes. Plenty of times. You can make a minion. A minion is too far. Go pay a taxi. Pay a taxi. You know, you want to come to Seder on time? Pay that taxi. You want to come to this man on time? It's a difference of $500 of a ticket. $1,000 for a ticket. Money. Money can buy everything. Zot the Beis HaLevi. When it comes to Ruchnius, all of a sudden we make cheshbonis. When it comes to, he says two examples, a shtickle taiva or a covid, either one of them, take, search yourself, you'll see. See how much money you mukha to pay. Do you know how much money people mukha to pay for that covid? There's no limit. Because the covid is part of themselves. And taiva, people spill, shoifich money, and taiva is not shaykh. I'm doing my right, the violent taiva is mutaris. I'm not doing my taiva is original, so I'm doing my mutaris. Let's take a few other double standards. But I'm a chaveri. All the time. How much do we want people to understand us? And we're so not understanding of other people. You know, we come late to a certain day. We want a chavrusa to understand. We know exactly why we were late. And a chavrusa is late twice. All of a sudden we get all uptight and doesn't realize. Yeah, I got a yanko. He gets upset so that the chazan is going so slow. All of a sudden comes Yortzai for his father. He's davening Kaddish, we didn't even want to say Kaddish. For my father, for my daughter, Kaddish. Every Kaddish is nice and slow and this. And then the other guy davens, he can't understand him. What happened? I'll give you another, it's endless. It's the opposite echetimsa of our double standard other people. We have the best etzah givers. A chavrusa has an issue, which I'm biased. You tell him exactly what to do. Yeah, this is exactly what you have to do, calmly. You know, you have to, when someone comes to our own life, implement in our own life. Where are we? What's the answer to all these double standards? The answer is two words. Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara, which is the greatest Balkishrin that ever existed. The Yetzer Hara, he creates fogginess and vagueness in our life. We're not stupid. A person sees two things. The answer is you don't see it. Yehuda didn't see it. If Yehuda didn't see it, then we don't see it. The Yetzirah creates such a vagueness and a cloudiness in our lives. There's so many different versions. We don't see the clear steer. We don't see it in front of us. In the Mela, we're knowing the opposite of what we ourselves were knowing. Stating Medrash, this is the ultimate Teichacha. And we want to come to a meridic deep thing. The emes of Teichocha in this way is stronger than any emes in the world. And it's better said, it's the most clarifying. If you show somebody a stirul amais of minatzad, one thing, tremendous thing, the best example is the Gemara of Bakama, Borek Baraglov. Seems to be the greatest theory. No, there's a greater theory that you show a person the theory of Minei Ubei from himself. The Teichocha, the Neis of Tzadik said, is even much more stronger and it's much more enlightening. Because the depth is that the Emes is the Yesoid HaNefesh. And when a person himself was knowing with a certain way that he knows his Emes, and later on, he says to himself, Kolzman, it's cloudy, the emes is not Yotzalar. But if you're able to get him to see that stira, which Yosef HaTzadik was done, that is the most clarifying moment in his life. He pushes, there's no where to run. He knows himself. And in a certain way, I can even say it's even vindicating. Because you've managed to show him clearly. He knows himself. That this is the way. This is the way to go. This is the emes. And the emes lamita of minei ubei bitoich, your own maisi. They're both biur dvorim. Biur dvorim. Din mishpat. We saw it. Part of yoyim adin is yoyim hatoychecha. Part of yoyim adin is yoyim hatoychecha. This has directly to do with tshuva. We're going to start. What is tshuva? We also forget. We don't can pay attention to words. Tshuva is. What is tshuva? Tshuva by us is taking nice and we're doing things wrong. Get better. It's true. But the word tshuva means return. Can't forget, the word tshuva means return. There's a certain depth in tshuva which can even align directly with techacha, we say techacha, with the good of emes. I want to bring out. Tshuva is return. You're always returning to a place you once were. I want to bring this out. The question, two. I never thought of the question. Probably never thought of the question. Both of my appearance of Rav Nachman and Volbe, Zichron Lavracha. He saw that Shaila. Tshuva. Okay, many of us, could be that most of the time at one point we weren't doing. Let's say we were doing things like at one point we were reading Kriya Shema and Tan. At one point we were, weren't talking Lashon Hara, so we're going back. Long hope, Tshuva is going back. They ask the question, what about a Tinuk Shemishma? What about a Tinuk Shemishma? A Jew that was born in Houston, Texas, and never born, never kept Tarta, never kept Shabbos. What he does Tshuva is not called Tshuva. It's a question, I'm going to Kishayla. Why is it called Tshuva? Where is the Tshuva? Where are they returning to? He's now going to start keeping mitzvahs. They're returning. He's not. Where's the Tshuva? And they said an answer which is curves of the say the kids, each one is a cancer chovel. A volb is nusach. He's going back to the way he was in his mother's stomach. In his mother's stomach, he brings the marnida. He says every tinuk, his lashon is was oimin noichach lifnei Hashem ba kora sabor. He had a clear recognition of the bar. He wasn't yet keeping Torah mitzvahs. But he had a clear recognition of the Borei Olam. He's returning back to something that he once was clear by him. Moshe's nusach, Moshe appears nusach besanders. Takes the bracha of Hashiveinu Avinu Lissoy Rosecha. It doesn't say Bissoy Rosecha, it says Lissoy Rosecha. Every single year, including the year in Houston, Texas, he stood at Mountain Torah and Har Sinai. He was in Kabul Torah. Somewhere deep in his essence, etched in his essence, is Hakara of the Torah. He's returning back to himself. From what I'm using them, I don't want to use it, each one's a whole study, what they're saying. I want to use it for a certain kuda. The depth of tshuva and tshuva really starts when you come back to yourself. Because that's the strongest thing that pulls you to something. We now understand what the Rambam is saying, that in Shaychis to Teichocha is directly Nagea to Tshuva. What is Teichecha? Teichecha is when you're able to recognize, you're able to bring yourself to position, you realize that the Yetzirah has pulled you, has pulled the wool over your eyes, but listen to the depth of it, not because you're not listening to somebody else, because you're not listening to yourself. How pathetic is that? The emes are mentioned, zoyik la'atzmoy. Look what he did to me. I can't do that. The emes is mechayiv zich. It's mechayiv zich. There's no greater tefillah on the person when the emes is mechayiv zich. La'hoshiv al'atzmoy, what he knows was emes. What was borrowed to him that was emes. This is the opportunity of Yom HaDin. From the thoughts that we're supposed to be able to start having during Yalom, start thinking about our own life. Start thinking about some of our double standards. I believe you, I'm telling you from experience, in the beginning it's very hard to really align it in front of yourself. To get it down clearly, there's always a little bit of, yesh l'chalik tuva, yesh l'chalik sas. In London, we talk to mechalik every single day, like, ugh. But see, after the Shema, you start El, as Hashem, Hamshach, Shoshana, Yikipur. The opportunity, we started today's model for the opportunity of the Mishpat, of the Bibur, the Oilam HaBorah. It's an opportunity to get yourself to Mekayim, ourselves, this Toichecha. And when you get to that spot, and you get to that recognition, it's a gold mine. It's an opportunity. Because when you get to that, the Emes is Mekayim Zichalei. The Emes is Mekayim Loshu Alat Zichal. When you mark your claw, no holds barred, no chaluk, no, it's clear. I was so messed up. I veered off into the oilum, the dark oilum. So there's a projector of light. There's a light. That's the depth of what we're saying over here. It's clear. It's a depth of Techoch, it's beer and wrong. When things come clear, no one can go against something clear. But nothing becomes as clarified. When it comes clarified, you mean they obey. You yourself, this is part of the opportunity of Elon Hashashana as Mitzkarim to you, Madi, Ve'em HaTechecha, Se'at HaShemayim. You should use the Nitzel, it's the Se'at HaShemayim.
Absolute proof, and is the active.